Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
This is absolutely incrinculent, Bob. Are you enjoying the show today? I'm having a great time.
Yeah, it's that time of the year here, Joe and Austin, where you have a lot of different things on the table that possibly could happen. A lot of it is just conjecture and speculation, but you know, that's what you do at this point because that's what people are talking about. What do they do next? What do all teams do next when they hit ruts in the road?
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township. So somebody out there has taken a shot at Russell Wilson, and it's the guy who used to coach him. It's Sean Payton, who talked about last year, I guess he had his season wrap-up news conference, and says the Broncos are much better than a year ago, Bob. And his quote is, "That was misery." I don't think you have to stretch it out to say that he's talking about Russ.
So he didn't specify what his misery, the source of it.
Listen, that's the quote goes longer. "We're a lot closer than we were at this time a year ago," he said. "That was misery, sorrow, drudgery. Give me some other adjectives. That was brutal. I'll say that." I don't know. Call me crazy, but I can't help but think he's at least partially referring to his experience with Mr. Unlimited. You?
Yeah, I mean, how can you not? Because that was the big move that, you know, in advance of what he did in the draft. So he had a different plan. He didn't like the way things were going. And who was the quarterback? It was Russell Wilson. So he benches him with a few games left in the season. So I guess that's how you would direct it.
I mean, they were a shocking team to me this year. I'm sorry. When the Steelers left Denver, I thought they left that team for dead. They were hampered, to put it mildly, by still being on the hook for all that money to a quarterback who didn't play for them. They took a guy that a lot of people said, "What are you doing?" when they took Bo Nix, and they just looked horrible when they played the Steelers, and he brought them all the way back to a playoff spot. I think, I don't like him, but I think he did a hell of a job this year, don't you?
Well, certainly he did, and they got better as the year went on, which is the goal of any organization, get better as the year goes on.
They finished 10-5 in their last 15 games.
In their last game, and I realize Kansas City didn't play a lot of their regular people, but 38-0 out there. They were playing, I think if the Steelers had played them later in the year, that outcome would have been a little different, probably, the way they were going, because their defense got better, too. Their defense was good. It got to a very good level midway through the season. So they're going to be a team to reckon with, and that's why
are.
I thought that was one of my choices for a team that may win before the Steelers do.
Surtain is 24 years old. I don't know what his contract deal is, but assuming that he's still with them, I can't remember if he signed off the top of my head, and then I think Bo Nix is going to be a star. But as far as Russ goes, I think I started to understand, and I've defended Russ as a guy who's taken too much heat off the field. I think he does some amazing things off the field. He really does.
He's terrific.
But when Mark Schlereth talked about toxic positivity, I think I started to get what he meant by the end of the year. It just seems Russ is the kind of guy where the whole building is falling down. And part of me thinks that in order to fix something, you have to acknowledge that something is really wrong here. And he seems to have a difficult time doing that. It's almost like those old characters on Saturday Night Live who all they did was spew platitudes. Remember them? Mm-hmm. All the time. It's platitudes.
Right,
it's like, Russell, this is not going well. Please acknowledge that the building has been cremated behind you.
Even in his final press conference of this season, when the locker room day, when they cleaned out, he used the word special six times.
There was nothing special about it.
No, I mean,
it was a disaster by the end. That can be annoying, I think, in life and in sports if you have someone around you who's constantly ignoring some very harsh realities.
I think internally you have to try to figure out, and it's good to have an optimistic attitude. You see something, you believe it can be better, but at some point you also have to be real, and he's the quarterback. He's seen it firsthand what it's like. And,
yes.
And there's nothing wrong with admitting, hey, we have some things we have to change around here. Because at the end of the year, we were playing better competition, and we did not live up to
it's
that
like
at all.
It's like being in a relationship of any kind where there are some immense problems, and instead of addressing them together, you tiptoe around them and pretend everything is fine.
Right. That's a good
and
way of looking at it. Pretend they're not,
I've
they don't
been
exist.
There. You pretend they don't exist. And ultimately, where does that get you? I don't know. There was something about him where, and I like him, but there was something about him that by the end of this season, I understood where people like Schlereth were coming from. And whatever the goal was around here, I think it was to win a playoff game, and you had veteran players lobbying for him. It just didn't work. It didn't come close to working. This might have been their worst playoff loss of all. You know?
Yeah, given the fact it was the Ravens, given the fact, you've had success about them and the way it unfolded with demolition derby going on out there, especially on defense too, but their offense, a lot of it was just not what they had ever intended to have on that game. They expected to be a close game and they fell short, well short.
Russ has an unshakable belief that he can get it done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And that has served him well coming out of wherever he came out of last, Wisconsin and NC State, into the draft where people didn't think he would be a star. He's an undersized guy. He's been tough as hell. He's been productive. But at some point, that doesn't serve you. And he clearly banged heads with a very good offensive mind in Sean Payton. Clearly did. That's obvious. And it would appear that he did again with Arthur Smith this year. Maybe Russ was right about whatever he was saying. Cabali sort of intimated yesterday that it was Russ wanting to shoulder more of a load, and they went into this final game not trusting him. He looked pretty good, actually, when they got desperate in the second half. But in the first half, a couple more first down throws, Bob. But overall, Tomlin didn't trust his offense, period. He wouldn't even go for it on fourth and inches.
That's where I think trying not to make mistakes really hurts you. You can't worry about that. You got to come out and just play. You got to play. If you have a strength in the passing game, if you think that's what it could be, or do something different in that game, and they didn't. They stuck to their philosophy of trying to run first and it didn't work. They didn't run first well all year. So why not change it a little bit? With their first throw, even though it was a drop to Freiermuth, I thought, okay, good. Come out, throw the ball. Move it around, quick huddle. I was expecting no huddle. Give them something different. The same, and they knew what was coming, you know, pretty much. Same could be said on the other side of the ball. The Ravens were not disguising what they were doing. They had essentially six offensive linemen. They were going to run the ball, and they knew the Steelers couldn't stop them.
It just felt like, you know, Russ was a hired gun in here to do one job. It didn't get done, and now it's time to move on. And I feel like we never got to know him. Like, there doesn't seem to be a lot to latch on to there. And at the same time, I know firsthand that he does amazing work with kids and things like that. Him and his wife do. So I commend him for that. It just feels like, and that's pro sports in a way. You know, he was a mercenary coming in here to do a job, to execute a mission, and it failed. And because of his age, I don't see why you would run that back. Like, it's going to get better.
Yeah, I think that's why he wasn't all bad. No, he wasn't. There were games that he played very well. But, I mean, overall, I think the overall philosophy, in a way, hurt him. I think their lack of run game success hurt him. And the lack of not having playmakers hurt him. So while he is the quarterback and he didn't get rid of the ball in time at times and was reluctant to throw maybe over the middle, he didn't have many options in that regard either. So that, to me, is a two-way street.
Yeah. Very well said. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Route 19 Peters Township. Coming up, I've mentioned a couple times that there's a team out there that wants Najee. And I wanted to ask these guys how we look back upon the Najee Harris era, assuming that it's finished here. And I think that fits into a column I wrote for the Post-Gazette this morning, Bob, under the headline, Steelers offense in disrepair thanks to a series of misguided, arrogant decisions.